But when I was in
okay, learn. Kum Len and Ablat Gemara. We are up to Dav Kuf Lamed Zayin Amid Aleph. So the last thing we said was that according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, when you say that Acherecha Leplaini is totally yours first, and you can do Arsham Aleichem. You can do with it whatever you want. And Rebbe says, no, you can't. All you have is Kinyan Peiros. And Abaye says, a conniving Rosh is somebody who advises the first person to do with it whatever you want and get rid of it. That the first person can do with it whatever he wants, only if he dies and didn't do with it, he goes to pass on to the second. When the Moide is Moide Shim Nasim, Matna Shimmer Allah's a clue, but he's Moide, that if he gave it away as a Matna Shimmer, and he said first to you and then somebody else, then, sorry, if this person, number one, gave it away as a dying person, the second person steps in and takes over. We don't say Matna Shimmer, that takes away the whole thing. My timer, why? Amar Abaye, Matna Shchivmana Lekone La'achamisa. When does a Matna Shchivmana take effect? Only after he's dead. But once he's dead, it belongs already to the next person. The Acherecha came in first. Ukva Kodmu Acherecha. Says the Gemara, Mi Amar Abaye, Hochi Abaye, say that, Vayitma Matna Shchivmana Me'emas Lekone. When does the Shchivmana pass on whatever he's passing on? After he dies, or Bishas Maisa in tandem? Abaye Amar Im Gemar Misa in tandem, Varova Malachat Gemar Misa. So how can you tell me over here that the Acherecha steps in first because a Matna Shchivmana takes place after he died? When Abaye himself says, Im Gemar Misa, it happens at the same time, simultaneously. And so the Gemara, Hodu Be Abaye Mahi, Dav Kuf Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph, another page. Abaye changes mind. Says the Gemara, Memai, Demahi, Hodu Be. How do you know he changes mind from whether it's after or at the same time? Dilma Hodu Be, maybe he actually changes mind from this concept here that he says, that the Acherecha. That the Acherecha kicks in. Maybe Take, the Shchivmana Matana is a valid Matana. Says he wants to lay data. No, we already know from other places that by a mace, everything that he does takes effect only after he dies. Now we learned in the Mishnah regarding a get, but it's the same principle. Zeh gitich, he tells his wife, I want to make sure that you don't have to marry my brother. Says this is your get, e macy, if I die. Or zeh gitich mecheli zeh, this is your get if I die from the sickness. Or zeh gitich la'acha misa, this is your get after I die. Lo'em aklum. It doesn't help. Why? Because when does the get take place? After he dies, not at the same time that he dies. So therefore we know that everyone agrees in principle that it takes place only afterwards. But hey,
take place after he
died. If I make it, that's, he can, that's why it doesn't work. The moment he's dead, she's already a free woman. How can, she's already whatever it is. How can, he's no longer her husband. That's exactly what we're saying here. So what does that prove? That whatever he says takes effect only after he dies and legally can't take effect. So the same thing is, by if it gives a matna shchivmara, the matana only takes effect after he dies. Amar Rab Zayde, Amar Rab Yechon, Halacha, Rab Shim Gamliel, Halacha, Shim Gamliel, what? The first, if I tell you Acherecha, the first person is koined 100% and he can sell it, whatever it is, only if he has something left, then he could pass it on to the second one. He said, I thought, Afilu Hoye Behen Avodim, even if there were slaves there and he sold it, he could. Freddy Gimar, what's the Chiddush? If the first person owns it outright, he can do with it whatever he wants, why you mean Afilu Avodim, even slaves? Voitzin and Lechedis, and he sets them free. He said, well, Pshita, of course, it's his name. I would have thought, I gave it to you to keep and do whatever you want with it, but as long as it's legal. Emancipating slaves is forbidden, is forbidden, because it says the pasuk le'olam behem tavoidu, that you have to live with you forever, work with you forever. So therefore, I would have thought that he has no right to do that. They should pass on to Acherecha. I didn't give it to you right. Give Yisrael Kamal Shalom. That whatever he does, he does. Even if he turned it into shrouds for a mace, he can. If you want to preach again, since the first person can sell it, do whatever he wants, why can't he turn it into shrouds for a mace? I would have thought, I gave it to you to enjoy. I did not give it to you to turn it into something which is forbidden to have any hand from any pleasure from it. Kamar Shalom, that is totally he does with whatever he wants. Dorash Rav Nachman bar Rav Chisda, Rav Nachman bar Chisda Dashen, Esek Zen Nosel Chav Maton. The guy says, Reuven, I'm giving you this Esek as a gift. The Acharecha LePlaini, and when you finish with it, give it to Shimon. The din is not glurishin v'yotzeboy. What happens if Reuven takes it and wants to be yotze? Now remember, the criteria for an esek is lochem has to be completely, exactly, has to be completely yours. Do we say that it belongs completely to Reuven? So lochayda, this is the machlekes of Rebbe in Hashem Gamil we had yesterday. According to Rebbe, that says that it's not yours, you cannot sell it, so therefore you cannot be yotze the esek. It's not really yours. According to Hashem Gamil, I can sell it, pass it to my children, whatever. It's completely mine. That I am yotze esek. Says the Gemara, bonu l'machlekes lochayda. This is the same machlekes of Rebbe v'Rashbag. That's what Rav Nachman of Chizen wants to say. Maski lo Rav Nachman by Yitzchak. Rav Nachman by Yitzchak said, no, who says? Ad kan le pligi Rebbe Rashbagi. You know what the argument between Rebbe Rashbagi is awesome. The mass of a kinyan paid as kinyan group Rebbe Rashbagi says you gave it to the first person to use, and then he should pass it on to the second. But kinyan paid is like kinyan group. When you have the use, it's as if you own the whole thing. So therefore, he can sell to whatever he wants. Well, mass of a Rebbe holds kinyan paid as lavki kinyan group. You don't own the thing itself. The acherecha will own the thing itself. Therefore, all you can do is use it, and that's it. Alahach over here. Over here, what's the kinyan peidus? Why am I giving you the esek? What's the peidus of this esek? To use it and be yaitzah. But if you're telling me that you're not yaitzah, so what did I give you? So what did I give you? So obviously, when I gave it to you, I want, in this case, even Rebbe is meida, I gave it to you in order to be yaitzah. And if the only way you can be yaitzah is by becoming totally yours, then Rebbe would be meida that here, kinyan peidus, kinyan goof. Because that's what I gave you. It's up to me.
Is it because
it's up
of the
to me. Yeah, it's up to me. I can give what I want. If I want to give it to you completely, and in this case, it's clear, that's what I want. If you're not going to be yet to the essay because Kenya paid his love King Goof, is Lamay Yahav and Ella, why in the world did I give you the essay? Ella, Mapi, Kuliamle, Pligid and Afik Bay. Everyone is made that Reuven is yet to the essay because that's what I gave you for. The Machlek is if he can sell it. Mochra, if he sold it, Ochlu, then Bonu, the Machlek is Rebbe, Rashing Milo. If he sold it or ate it, then the Machlek is does he have to compensate Lashimin, the next guy who's supposed to receive it? According to Rebbe, yes, because you only have Kenyan Paytas. I gave it to you completely to eat, but afterwards it's not yours anymore. Give it to Shimon. According to Shimon Gamliel, it's completely yours. And if you sell it, you can do whatever you want. If I ate it, I ate it. The only time that you give Shimon is it is Nishtaya, something was left behind. And nothing is left behind. But when it comes to the Yetzer the Esek, everyone is a Maida. So now that we're talking about Esek, we're going to talk a few other dinim. Bring down a few other dinim. Omar Rabba Rabbuna says, Achim, brothers, Shekonu, Esek, Mitfus, the Abaye, part of the Yerusha was to have an Esek. Now remember, again, you cannot have a partnership when it comes to Esek. It has to be Lachem, has to be completely yours. Is not Li Echen, Man, Beyotze, but if one of them took an Esek to be Yetzer, Im Yochel, Ochlei, if he had the right to eat it, in other words, there were other Esregim available, that means then this is completely his Yotze. But Vim Lav, if not, La Yotze, because he doesn't own it outright, and therefore you're not Yetzer. Dafka, each one had their own essek, so therefore they didn't mind if you ate it or did whatever you want with it, so therefore it's completely yours. But if they all needed this essek, then it's not completely yours, and therefore you wouldn't be yaitza. I will punish Eidimeloi, but a pomegranate or a whatever the other fruit is, a quince or whatever it is, you're not yaitza. The Rashbam said that these four words are written by a shaita. Unbelievable. The Rashbam says here, Arichas. Very sharp loshen. I will punish Rebbe Loi. Says the Rashbam is five lines into the wide line. Just see how he gets all excited. The end of the fifth line there. I will punish Rebbe Loi. Says the Rashbam. Ariches Peter shall shaitim hu. These words were put into the Gemara by shaitim. Ve'enam in agemara. Kainida be'ena. And the Tesis defends that those words. But it's not that Tesis doesn't quote him. Ariches shall shaitim hu. Tesis says that loy gasinla. Doesn't want to use such harsh language. But the bottom line, the Rashbam says, how come in a shul you find, in those days, most people couldn't afford an esrig, or it was unavailable, so they used to have one esrig. Yes, how did they do it? So the Rashbam says that even though they didn't expressly say that it's yours totally while you're making the bracha, it's tantamount to saying that, because since we all know that we want to be yaitzah, why do we buy in the first place? It's as if we made up that each one of us, b'shas ma'is, is completely his. Just like in the case of the Achim Tfus Abayi, is that we don't really care. Same thing by here, we don't have to speak it out because it's obvious. It brings a few examples when we had before already. If it's if a guy is dying, he says, I'm giving away my estate because he thought he had his son that went overseas, he thought died. Find out later that the son came back alive, even though the guy died already. We are sure that if the man would have known that the kid was alive, he never would have distributed the way he did. So we take it all back. So we have a thing called Umnana. And here also. Yeah. Because if they need to use this esrog, how can it be completely yours? So then you're not yaitzer. Only if each one had their own esrog, they didn't need your esrog at all.
It's not chiddush.
Oh, but we didn't divide the state yet. We didn't divide it. If we were divided, it's chiddush.
So what about taki in the case where there's only one esrog?
Then they have to do matan al harze. You got to do something. You can't just stump take it.
Who's the makne? Who's the yaitzer?
All the other brothers get together and say, you can have it now. We give it to you completely.
Al manas.
Give back to the state. The state is in the state. We'll see you more in a minute. Amar Rav Rav, right here. Esrig Zeh, we had this also in Kedushin. Esrig Zeh, this Esrig, Nosson Lecha, B'maton, I'm giving it to you as a gift. Amenashe Tachzer, give it back to me. I'm Sinoza Maton, I'm Lachzer. not lo if he took it.
The choice of the word matala is wrong. Matala is when you give something completely.
No.
On the condition of return.
That's what we're trying
alone.
To define.
It's alone.
We're
no,
trying to define that.
That is a question that the Rosh and the Rimagash and all the Rishonim tried to make a distinction between what's a chilukim borrowing or matala hachzir. And one of the chilukim is if an oinus happens. Let's say I lend you something and an accident happens, you have to reimburse me because a shoyul is chayiv an oinsin. But if a matala hachzir and oinus happens, you don't owe me anything.
Because at the time that you hold it,
it was yours. And when you have when yours, you exactly. So it's different. Plus, we had Tosis a few days ago that you can make it Hegdish. I'll show you, if I lend you something, you have no right to make it Hegdish. But if I give you a matana, Bishas Mais is yours. You can make it Hegdish for an hour. We'll see it in the Gemara later. You can make it Hegdish for a short time. You can give it to a woman to be Mekadisher. You can't do that with a bar, I think. A lot of differences. Says he motivated. So if I give it to him, the you give it back to me. Not the yotzei, you took it, then you yotzei the pen. Hech is it if he fulfilled the condition, then yotzei would mean it was yours. Loyach if he didn't return it to me, that means all along I never gave it to you. Then lo yotzei, not yotzei. Kamash comes to teach you matana. Lahach zeshma matana. The Rishonim a little bit here, but mainly in Kedushin have a hold of scan a little bit in Sukkah as well, because we learned that matana lahach. We learned that when you make a tanai, you have to make conditions. A tanai kafu. If you do this, this will happen. If you don't do this, this will happen. Then we have a tanai ma'aser davarecha, tanai koyin ma'aser, hein koyin lap. We have a lot of different deal. Criteria and how you make the conditions. It's not mentioned here at all. So over here, it's so obvious. Again, so the Rashbam says it's so obvious what I want. That I want you to be yotze the essence, I'm giving it to you, but I want it back so I can be yotze afterwards. So therefore, I don't have to spell it out as if you said tanai kafu. Others disagree, you actually have to say it. So anyway, right, he says a woman, the Rashbam said this Gemara doesn't belong here, it belongs later. Anyway, there's a woman.
But
he didn't call him a shaita this time. He just said it doesn't belong here, it belongs later.
But it's a real Gemara at least.
Yeah. So who put, he says the printer, so who's the printer who put it in? Who would, when the Rashbam says they put it in, who? Who would have done that? There's no Bamberg, there's no Goyim in his time. It was all Eden. So who would have added those extra words? It's a lot of words. It's not like, you know, one word you misspelled or this. It's a lot of words. Anyway, he said there's a woman that have a ladikla ba'ara that Rabbi, but by the woman that happened to own a palm tree right smack in the middle of Rabbi. Abai had a son called Rabbi, right smack in the middle of his property. Every time she had to go in to cut down the palm tree or take palm dates and all, Havi copied the light. She used to walk on his property and step on the grass, whatever. And a bibi was very upset. And they got into a big fight. So you know what she did? She was a mensch. Aknisanele koshne chayv. She says, you know what? Kozman, you're alive. I'm not going to walk on the property. You can have the palm tree. And then afterwards, it comes back to me. Now, we just learned before that if I say the presents to you, and then afterwards it goes to a third party, Rashi Ben Gamliel says, which is the halacha, that you, the first party, owns it outright. If you want, you can give it to your son, do whatever you want with it. So we're right now, Rabibi thought that this is the same thing. What's a chilik if she says, bring it back to me, or give it to a third party? B'shas Mai said, well, I have the palm tree, totally mine. So what did Rabibi do? Ultimately, he went, he gave it to his young kid. So he knew his young kid will take care of him. Amar Rav Huna Rav Yeshua, Mishum the Asi Memulai. Said Rav Huna, the son of Yeshua said, because you came from the house of Eli, who are called Eli came from the house of Eli. Remember, Abaye and Rava both the Gemara said that they died early because they came from the house of Eli. Because you came from the house of Eli, which comes from the city Memulai, Amrita Mili Mulya. So you say things which are not complete. Afilu Rash Bagla Kama, when did Abshim Gamilah say that you actually, the first person owns it outright, El El Achid, only when there's a third party coming in next in line? So you say, it's yours totally, and if you leave anything over, it goes to the third party. Avala Atzmai! Look, we even had yesterday the Gemara says that a person, Lenafshe, even ahead of your own son, you take care of yourself first, according to one opinion. So, and she said, give it back to me, I'm the original owner. When you finish, give it back to me. Over here, I don't want it to be completely yours, do whatever you want, and give me the Shiraim. I want it back. I'm just doing it here. I'm doing it to avoid a machlekes. So therefore, you're wrong. So you have no right to give it to your son. Give it back to me, and that's not halach. Omar Rava says Rava, getting back to the sugya of matar mezlahach.
Why did she have to do this?
Nobody had to do it. Just what she did. If he doesn't pay, he's not paying rent. He doesn't want to pay rent. So what else could she say? If she said, "Lend it to you," when she said, "If I lend it to you," she said, "I don't want to take a chayis." I'm not just taking a chayis. I just don't want you. He had a right to stop him from going to the field. It's his field. And exactly how it ended up that she had a palm tree in the middle of his field, maybe they both ended up buying from him. We had him, you know, buying from a vendor, and we had a machlekes if you sell from a vendor, you know, if you get the derech hanat. Anyway, so there's no breda. There's no breda. And the tree's going to die if she doesn't give it to somebody's responsibility. So he gave it. She gave him an incentive to prune the tree and take care of the tree, and he without him having to take chayis, and so on. That's how she did. I'm giving you this shirt as a matana. I'm a nachshetachzeri li on the condition you give it back to me. Hegdei shoyis. What did the guy do? He made it hegdish, and then he gave it back to him. So he gave him back the animal, but now it's a hegdish. Hareze mukdish muchzer. So Rav said that it's a valid hegdish, and it returns, and it's still hegdish. Amr Rav Nachman, my hadre. What do you mean? What do you give back to him? It doesn't belong to. I can't use it. It's mine. It's a hegdish. Amr my chasi. He got back the animal. What's he complaining about? Elo Rashi. This is the law. Chazin we see. Depends how you worded the condition. I amale amenasha tachzi ruhu on the condition you give it back. Or how did I give it back? Well, who kids now is hegdish not? But you want the animal back? I gave it to you. But I amale amenasha ruhu li. If I add the word li, no li means that I can use it. Midi the chazli kama, something that I'm able to use, and therefore if it's hegdish, you cannot use it. So we see from here, matana lahazal, you have the right to make it hegdish, but you cannot make a permanent hegdish for this reason. Like I said, leave, but you can make a temporary hegdish. I can say hegdish for a week.
In Bospa state, the hegdish.
In a week, but during that week, you
so
cannot use
it. From it or?
Whatever it is, if I give a hegdish for a week, the hegdish owns it. Whatever they can do with it, they can do with it.
It could be that.
Yeah,
it could be.
Yeah. He gave it to the shul to use for a week.
If
somebody writes his estate to somebody else. Okay, here starts a whole new sugya. Tomorrow there's no tachton, so we can come earlier and let's finish.